Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is the bonus podcast episode where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. It's basically just random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week and how our advice went down with you, our wonderful G and Divas.
Now, there's a lot of responses to get onto, but before that, we did promise people on Tuesday that we would speak about our appearance on Pointless last week.
On Pointless.
Yes. And spoiler alert, just skip forward a few minutes if you haven't yet watched and you intend to. But Jordan and I, we reached the semis.
We got to the semi-finals, didn't we?
We did, yes. Yeah.
Mainly because of you. No, actually, I held my own, I think.
You did. You did all right. Mm. I don't love quiz shows. I've only done two in my life. You, of course, have done about 22. But...
What, The Wheel?
I've done The Wheel.
And Pointless.
And Pointless. Have I done another one? No.
Okay.
Obviously, I got asked to do Celebrity Mastermind, and they didn't like my specialist subject.
So which was?
Keeping Up Appearances.
And why wouldn't they let you do it again?
Well, I haven't done it at all.
Yeah, why wouldn't they let you do Keeping Up Appearances?
They just didn't like it.
It's ridiculous. Though.
It's ridiculous. Especially you see someone's specialist subject the other with Gemma Collins. Anyway, enough about her.
That is ridiculous.
Yes.
But yeah, we went on. We got to meet Richard Osman.
Yeah, and Alexandra Armstrong.
And Alexandra Armstrong.
And a whole host of other celebrities. And what, Jordan?
Nothing.
No. But what was... we should just point out, we probably might have made the final, but we recorded it. It was at about a lunchtime.
Yeah.
And it was the recording ran on ever so slightly. And, of course, Jordan has commitments in the afternoon, as we famously know, Monday to Thursday.
Yeah.
And Jordan, we sort of about to start recording the semi-final, and Jordan goes, I've got to go in 20 minutes.
Why do you make out like I'm on some kind of Tetley tea advert? Do not speak like that. I've got to go in a minute, man. Says, hey, up me by gum. I'll be back for me tea, bread and butter. Aye. That'll do.
Well, you love bread and butter.
I do, to
yeah,
be fair.
Exactly.
Bread and dripping, mother, for tea. Lovely. I don't sound like that. I've got to go.
I don't sound like that.
I don't.
You basically...
I don't... Hey, up me by gum.
Anyway, my point was... Yeah, we had to go, so we may not have got the questions as correct as we could have done.
That's our excuse,
but exactly.
It's available to watch on airplane. It was fun, and it was a great show to be on. It's been on for years now, that show.
It has. It's a machine.
Glad that we were on before Richard left as well.
Yes. Yeah. I think he recorded our episode, and he went, I've peaked. We've had everyone possibly that there could be to be on.
Also, this week, I appeared on another podcast. I just want to add this.
With my microphone again?
No. I wasn't a guest on it. Somebody was talking about me. It was Hypothetical, the podcast with Josh Widdicombe and James Acaster.
Yes. And now your former flatmate Joe sent this to me. Okay. And I think he sent it to you as well.
So have a listen to this. This is me getting a mention by Josh Widdicombe.
I haven't met any of them. Ellis has met Emma Bunton.
I did The Wheel with Mel B. It felt a bit insane that Mel B was sat there and... They were talking to, you know, me and Jordan Thingy from Radio 1 instead.
I've made it.
Jordan Thingy.
Made it. He was talking about, have you ever met a Spice Girl?
Oh, but they've met you. Mm. Have you ever met... God, what an awful topic.
Have you ever met a Spice Girl?
No. I might have done on something. I don't know. But I wasn't really big into the Spice Girls.
Oh, were you not?
I was much more Steps.
I've met Victoria Beckham.
You've met Victoria Beckham?
Yeah. Yeah, went round for lunch the other week with her and David. That changed.
Yes.
David made me an omelette.
Right.
Madhouse, kids running around everywhere, none of them bloody working. It's
Brooklyn being a photographer today, chef the next.
Don't be arse.
What?
That's tight.
What? It's not tight.
It is.
He has what is called a portfolio career. Anyway, turned into Steve Allen. Anyway, let's go to the responses.
You've nothing on Steve Allen. You're like Lorraine Kelly compared to Steve Allen. Bloody hell.
Well, of course, famously, let's not forget when Jordan went into the castle and Steve Allen was going through the lineup and they've got someone called Jordan North who's known as the supply teacher on Radio 1. They might as well have asked the station cat.
You love that, don't you?
I played every week.
You sent me that so many times.
And then we asked him to come on, and then like 3 days later he goes, and someone asked me if I wanted to be a guest on a podcast. Absolutely not.
Anyway, he's your favourite radio presenter, isn't he?
He's one of them, yeah. Right, anyway, you remember a few weeks ago, Jordan, you and I had a bit of a disagreement.
Oh, over the wedding.
And you were saying that all wedding hosts should write to all guests, regardless of whether they get given a present or not. Mm-hmm. Just thank them for coming.
Yeah.
Okay, and I strongly said, obviously you write to thank for presents, you don't write to thank just for turning up.
Okay.
Well, we have a letter from the big guns.
Who?
This is my colleague Jo. She has written 17 etiquette books, I think. She's one of my colleagues at the English Manor and
Why
my friend.
Why are we doing a podcast we in then? Why do we have Jo on? Written 17.
Jo wrote that book that you've got on your coffee table as well.
Oh, the was it the Charles Freight one?
Charles Tyrwhitt.
Charles Tyrwhitt one?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, it's a great book, that.
It is a great book.
I have it on my coffee table.
You do? Well, Jo writes, "Dear William Jordan and Producer Ben." Jo, don't mention Producer Ben. "While driving down a serene and sunny Sussex lane early this week, I found myself shouting at the car radio whilst listening to your latest podcast. The cause of my uncharacteristic outburst was at Jordan's suggestion that a newly married couple, or the hosts of a wedding, should write to thank their guests for attending their big day. At this point, I should probably introduce myself. I'm a fellow etiquette expert and colleague and friend of William's, and like William, I spend my time teaching all sorts of people from all over the world British etiquette. I have a speciality in wedding etiquette, so thought I would email in to clarify what's what when it comes to British weddings and thank yous." Thank you for doing this, Joe. Rule one. The couple should write and thank everyone who gave them a wedding present. I think we agree on that.
No, I disagree. Because
the couple should write and thank everyone.
What if people can't afford a present?
So now you're saying that what? You get given a wedding present and you don't have to then.
No. Oh, I agree with that. The couple should write. They're 100% agree with that.
Rule two. The couple should thank everyone who was part of the wedding team on the day. For example, the best man, the ushers, the bridesmaids. It is customary to give them a gift.
Okay.
Rule three. The couple should thank any friends or family who contributed unpaid time, skills, energy or roles. This may be a gift for the most involved or a thank you letter to others.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So if if you do a reading.
Yeah, you don't have to thank everyone that comes to the night do and stuff.
No, but you were saying you thank everyone for just turning up.
Yes.
Rule four. If one or both of the couple's parents contributed financially, then it is good form to thank them with a gift or a meal out or acknowledge their generosity. This can be separate occasions if family politics don't suit a cross-family get-together.
Okay.
All good?
Yeah.
Rule five. It is good form for guests to write and thank the couple and or hosts for such a wonderful wedding and, of course, rave about how much they enjoyed it. So note, and that's the critical rule, that the guests write to the hosts.
Okay. Go on.
There is no etiquette to say that a couple writes.
Oh, just
to
because
thank
there's
guests.
No etiquette. Oh, because of 100. Joe, William, I totally disagree. If I was getting married, I would write thank you letters to all of my day-do guests.
Day-do.
Okay. Just because it's not in some etiquette book doesn't mean you can't do it. Am I right or am I right?
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. Well, am I? I just think it's nice.
There is no etiquette to say that a couple writes to thank guests for just attending the wedding. Even in extreme circumstances, for example, if someone has flown halfway around the world to be there, the couple would thank them face to face on the wedding day.
See, I'd send them a letter if they've flown across. Joe, I couldn't agree. I know you're probably screaming at your radio now, and I admire you and I respect you, but just because some etiquette expert says don't do it doesn't mean you have to. And then, so you're giving people cards that they give you a gift. If somebody hasn't given you a gift or money. You don't write them a card.
No. You thank them on the day. Oh, thank you so much for coming.
To be honest, right, let's just cut this down. Most people give you a gift anyway, so most people who attend the day do get a thank you card.
Yes. But if they don't, you don't have to write.
This is etiquette experts getting the knickers in a twist over nothing.
Joe finishes the letter. I hope this settles the debate.
It doesn't, Joe.
It doesn't, Joe, at all. And helps William to, quote-unquote, chill his boots on the matter. I'm very much looking forward to seeing Jordan again on William's big day, when, of course, we will be expecting nothing short of perfect wedding etiquette from start to finish. With all good wishes, Joe Bryant.
Joe, let's agree to disagree on this. What?
She's written a beautifully structured letter.
Joe, thank you for getting in touch.
It's
we'll write
so
you a letter
clear.
Back to say thank you for getting in touch.
No, because it wasn't handwritten. It was an email.
Well, genuinely, thanks for getting in touch, but...
Maybe I should... Joe, can we pool our resources and now get the royal household to back us up with a letter for next bonus?
I don't care if you, the royal household, the king of bloody Brunei, or whatever it's called...
Sultan of Brunei.
Gets in touch. I'm just saying, I think... And we're arguing over nothing, because let's face it, most people will give you a gift at a wedding, so you would reply with a card. Mm. But I then think it's tight that if think of this, Joe, William, right? Say four of your guests, two couples turn up, and they are struggling with the cost of living crisis at the moment, and they don't get you a wedding.
Yes, and they don't get you
a wedding present. You're not going to write them a thank you letter. Thank you. That is my point proven, and I'm getting wound up about it, because that is rude and that is not good etiquette. You have a wedding, you have 60 guests.
I've never seen you so aggressive.
Because I think you and Joe are so wrapped up in your... This is what the books say, this is proper etiquette.
Yes, because we write the books.
So, Joe, listen to me here. 60 people come to your wedding, your day do, right? And out of them, two couples, four people don't get your present because they can't afford it, and they've messaged you before, and you've obviously said, that's absolutely fine. Don't worry, your attendance is there. You're going to write thank you letters to these people, but you're not going to write two more thank you letters to those couple because they didn't get your gift. That's bad etiquette. That is rude. Put that in your etiquette pipe and smoke it. If people come to your wedding, send them a letter saying thank you. I'm fuming. Absolutely fuming.
Joe, I think your letter has had completely the opposite effect.
I think I've proven you both right there.
Sorry, right or wrong?
I don't know, but you know, you're telling me if someone comes to your wedding and texts you or calls you and saying we're really struggling at the moment, you're not going to write them a letter to say thank you for attending.
Well, it's academic for us because we're not asking for gifts. Let's just move on.
Sorry, I can't believe it. There's more going on in the world. Joe, I respect you. We're friends, but I disagree with that.
I'm going to seat you next to her at the wedding. In fact, I'm going to seat you on... There are about 8 etiquette people coming, and I'm going to stick you on that table.
Don't put me on the boring table.
Excuse me, etiquette experts, when they've had a drink, you know what we're like.
I'm sorry, I'm being nasty. Sorry, Joe. Sorry, etiquette people. God, do not put me on the etiquette table.
Well, you're clearly an etiquette expert in yourself
now. Well, I'm not. I just think common sense prevails sometimes. Don't put me on the etiquette
table.
Very
common sense in your case.
Don't put me on the etiquette table. Don't even know how to use an iPhone 4. I can't be bothered again, staring down the bloody nose at me.
This one is from Phil. Dear William, Jordan and producer Ben, I recently discovered your podcast via TikTok, and it's replaced Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Hello, and welcome to Shagged, Married, Annoyed! Hello, and welcome to Shagged, Married, Annoyed!
It's replaced Shag Married Annoyed as my favourite podcast. Well, that's so lovely. I've worked back to the start of the year. I stopped there as I'm quite busy, and I'm not sure about going back any further is worth the faff. How rude. William, you are a joy and a gem, a veritable guardian against moral turpitude, unless it involves thank you letters at weddings, and a master of the non-committal My question, however, is for Jordan. Having listened to almost 6 months of your back catalogue, how do you not swear on Radio 1? Have you ever sworn live on the radio? Off to buy my first bottle of D. Kind regards, Phil.
Phil, two things. I'd say go back and listen to the back catalogue, because a lot of people do and enjoy it. And we've definitely changed the pair of us for the better over the past 4 years. So I would say go back and listen to the back catalogue. But if you are joining us, just come and listen from whenever. Second thing, this is how I describe how I don't swear on the radio. Mm. When I'm in the radio studio, it's like being in your grandma's living room. Okay. So you know when you're with your brothers and stuff in front of your grandma or your nan, or some, even your mum. My mum doesn't like us swearing. You just know not to swear.
Right.
So if you're telling a story and your mum's earwigging or your grandma's there, you'd say, well, I would, because I've been brought up proper, you'd be like, oh, yeah, he's a wally him, isn't he? He does me head him. But, so that's how I associate it with being in grandma's living room. So that's how
okay,
I do
that's
it.
The mentality.
That's the mentality I have. There's also a lot of rules in radio is you never swear in the studio.
Yes.
Ever. So yeah, it's a no.
Covered that.
It's a no swear. So even when the mics are down, you don't. So even when the mics are down, the music's playing, you just don't swear. You don't go, oh, effing hell. Or you just don't. You're not allowed to swear. And third thing, I recently did swear on the radio.
Oh, yes. Yes, I heard about that.
I was reading a text out referring to the Hollywood actress Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
And I might have referred to her as Sandra Bullock. I slipped. I dropped a bullock, you could say. So,
do you not have a dump button?
No, this is another myth as well, because loads of people texting afterwards. People think we're on some sort of delay. We're not. Talk radio stations are, in case a caller says something that's going to get you very much into trouble. But I don't want to be a geek here. I hope this is interesting, like you going on about your etiquette stuff. we're not on a delay at Radio 1. Some stations are. If you do swear, like, all radio presenters are legally trained. Legally trained. So you're trained on legal.
What, like you can do...
You know what can and can't say.
Right.
Because there's certain things...
Just trained.
Yeah. There's certain things, like if a caller comes on. If you do swear, you've got to apologise straight away. You've got what's called live defence. So you've got to apologise straight away.
Live
if defense? A caller swears, you yes. apologise, and usually you cut them off. If you keep them on and then they swear again, then you can get yourself into bother.
Yeah.
So you've got to apologise straight away, but that's it. Does that answer your question?
It does. Talking of dump buttons or delay, sometimes you
We're
have...
not on a delay.
No, I know.
We are if you listen on sounds, but that's only a couple of seconds.
A few months ago, my first appearance on Heart FM, they clearly had no idea who they had booked and decided to activate the delay function, because they do operate on a delay function. But I am reliably informed that in order to do the delay function properly, it has to sort of build for 20 minutes because it very slowly changes the output. And if you're going to do it, you have to sort of press it 20 minutes in advance of the interview.
So they have
if delay. You don't, everything goes out. An output went out on certain channels delayed. I have a clip now, and basically it sounds like Amanda Holden and I are absolutely drunk. This is what went out on air.
Why was it delayed?
But a lot of us feel, particularly with the Queen, that it's the right thing to do.
Well, it's how else do you learn it in ballet lessons, really?
Anchor.
The whole 20 minutes of me...
You sound sloshed.
I know, and I wasn't, strangely. But yeah, they clearly thought, they thought, we've got booked an etiquette expert. Put that on delay.
No, we don't have a delay button.
In the instance of Sandra Bullock, maybe you should have done.
No, because it was funny.
Hi, William.
I said that and literally came off air and had to go and have a meal with my two bosses as well.
Oh, good.
So I went, how was the show? And I went, might as well tell you this, but I did just say bollock on air. Are you having the croquettes to start?
Hello, Jordan, William and PB. I regularly...
Also, yes. Right, how are croquettes now posh starters? I grew up on them. My mum used to get them out at freezer. Next we'll be having turkey dinosaurs and smiley faces. Croquettes are like proper posh starters in London now. They're on every bloody menu. Mm.
Well, they're easy to make in advance and stick in the fryer, aren't they?
That's why. Mm. My mum used to have a big bag of croquettes.
Hi, Jordan, William and PB. I regularly give talks as part of my job working for a museum to a variety of clubs and organisations. Today I spoke to a Rotary Club in the North East who, as part of the business section of the meeting, all stood to toast their guest, me. This is the first time this has happened. A previous Tash would have taken a sip of her wine in grateful acknowledgement.
Aww.
However, after becoming a G&D diva during the pandemic and hearing William's advice, the glass remained firmly on the table until the business had moved on and my reputation was saved. It's often strange and formal enough to be in these situations, so thank you very much for the tip. Looking forward to seeing you in Newcastle for the second time very soon, Natasha.
So you often say if somebody cheers to you, you can hold your drink,
yep.
You don't take a sip, you just acknowledge, don't you?
You do, you just acknowledge. Or leave the glass on the table.
Can you tip your glass? Can you sip?
You can raise your glass.
You can raise
don't
your
tip
glass,
it.
But you don't sip.
Yeah, don't sip. Don't drink to yourself. Well done. Now, look, this is a very smart letter.
Also, I'm really sorry to Joe for ranting before. I just got a mask. Sorry, Joe. That was sorry. Just lost my rag a bit. I'm tired.
Well, look at this letter. Isn't this smart?
Oh, look at
this
that.
This has been what is called topped and tailed. Don't get excited. It's where you print the, the middle bit and then you top and tail it by hand.
My brother's letter from Prince Charles is like that.
There we go. Well, this is not...
Do you know he's got a letter from Prince Charles?
The Prince of Wales?
The Prince of Wales.
No.
I've told you that.
No.
He's got it framed.
Please stop contacting me.
No, he sent... I've told you that. My brother
this
got...
This is Ryan.
Yeah, when he got wounded in Iraq. He got... was it for his mentioning dispatches? No, he got wounded in Iraq. Mm. And I've told you this before.
Possibly.
And he got sent a letter from the commanding officer.
Yeah.
Which he just thought was the CO. Didn't read it properly. And then we got sent a bottle of medicine. It was whiskey.
Mm.
And my mum and dad went away whilst he was recovering, like good parents that they were. And we had all our mates down and we played a drinking game with this whiskey. Next morning, my dad comes back from their weekend away and there's like lots of people everywhere, bodies everywhere asleep. And he picks up this bottle of whiskey and it's pretty much just like that little bit left. And my dad's like, oh Christ, tell me you've not drunk this. And I was like, yeah, it's like it's Prince Charles's very own whiskey. It's worth about $2,000 online.
Oh my God.
And then we looked at the letter and it's from Prince Charles.
Gosh.
And very, basically, it's top and tailed like that.
Lovely.
Sorry, well, yeah, don't worry. Yeah, go on.
Fun fact. This is from Father James. Beautifully. And this is, I have had a peek at this one.
Is it a father's in a priest?
Yeah.
Oh God, a priest doesn't listen to this.
Well, brace yourself.
Oh good God, I am sorry. We need to save Hail Marys right now.
Dear William Jordan MPB, I do hope this letter finds you well. Hard copy also posted. I have spent quite a bit of time considering if I should break my cover or not since your podcast on the 19th of April, just after the Easter weekend when you toasted Jesus.
Good God.
William then proceeded to say, if the Archbishop of
Canterbury... No, we made Jesus jokes.
If the Archbishop of Canterbury is a G&D, but we do apologise.
Oh, good God, I am so sorry. Well, oh, my God.
Well, as much as I am not the Archbishop of Canterbury, I am the chaplain to the Archbishop of Wales.
Oh, God.
And have been a fully signed up G&D since just before your advent calendar last year.
I am so sorry. I did Jesus jokes on the cross.
I can also safely add that I'm not the only cleric or staff member in the Church of Wales who is a fan of the show.
No.
Or was a fan of the show, maybe. I love every single minute of your podcast and relish listening to you on the way to the office on a Tuesday and Friday.
No.
You never fail to put a smile on my face, and I thank you for that. Lastly, to William and Mikey, many congratulations on your upcoming nuptials later this year, with every blessing from this priest for the day and the rest of your married life together. Yours in Christ, Father James.
Yours in Christ. Oh, yours in Christ. I've never...
Please sign off an email today with yours in Christ.
Yeah, what does that mean? Can you do that?
It just means yours in Christ. It's just a religious closing.
Right. So what's he saying? Oh,
so he's basically saying... Now, Father James doesn't go into detail as to whether he was offended by whatever we said about Jesus.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But he was just letting us know that although we're yet to reach Lambeth Palace, we have penetrated the Church of Wales.
Father James, if you're listening, genuinely, I sometimes take it a bit too far and overstep the mark, and I think with those jokes I did.
Mm.
And I do respect people of religion, and I don't know how I'm going with this, but I'm so sorry. I can't believe people from the church listened to this.
It is amazing. I mean,
I get my godfather title taken off me now?
Well, no, because you're not godfather in the Church of Wales, are you?
I'm a terrible godfather. I've not seen my goddaughter in ages. Go on, do one more. Thank you, Father James. God bless your soul. Would you like a cup of tea, Vicar? Would you like a cup of tea, Father?
That's Irish.
Would you like a cup of tea?
That's Irish. Stop offending the church.
Two nuns crossing road.
No! Jordan!
Father, you'll like this. Honestly, this is a good... I know it's not Jordan.
No.
It's jolly joke.
Oh, my God. Oh, heavens, even. No,
Father
stop.
James, right? Two nuns crossing road, right? The crossing road, and out of nowhere, a car pulls in and nearly knocks him over. It just misses him by an inch. And the nun says, "Be Jesus, Sister Mary. Show that man your cross." So Sister Mary says, "Mind where you're fucking going, you knobhead." She meant crosses in there.
Yes, thank you very much.
Tell him that one on Sunday, Father James. Tell him that at Sunday's congregation, whatever it's called. Sorry. It's my favourite nun joke. Be Jesus! Sorry. Mm. Show that man your cross.
Dear William Jordan and producer Ben, I hope this email finds you all well. I was sorry to hear that William had contracted COVID, but I'm relieved to hear he's better now. I have still not had COVID and hope to keep it that way. Knock on wood. Thank you for the sound effect department. I'm writing because I'm such a big fan of the podcast, and when you all talk about your tours, I always feel so jealous and sad that I can't be there. I live in America, more specifically in the Washington, D.C. area.
You might see him on your honeymoon.
Yes. I think it's a lady. Potentially. So my question is, would you ever consider doing a North America tour? I'm sure your G&D divas in the US and Canada would love to see you all in person. All the best, Kemka.
We might have been hyper after our gig in Manchester and did say, producer Ben said, I think we should do New York next. Mm. Now, considering we're struggling to sell Nottingham, I think New York might be a tad ambitious. Still tickets available. So,
not taking it personally, Nottingham.
So,
I think if we were doing New York, we would do, yes, it would be a Bijou luxury intimate show.
Don't say intimate.
What? Up close and personal.
Okay.
William takes Jordan up the Big Apple. That sort of thing.
Mm. Yeah.
There are
plans, maybe, potentially, to do something in America.
It probably will be next year, yeah. So don't clear your diaries just yet. But we would hope, maybe, we are aware that we have some listeners in North America. We might do something. And we would love to see you all.
That was a good bonus.
That was a very nice bonus.
Remember, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexwithmyboss.com. with anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben, and we'll see you next week.
And we'll close with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
What?
Howled.
Howled?
Is it? No.
Hello, I'm Harold. No, hallowed.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
No.
What?
It's not thy kingdom.
What is it?
That's a club in Soho. It's thy
kingdom.
Thy kingdom
come.
Thy will be done.
I've not done this in ages.
On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day
our daily bread.
Yes.
And forgive those that trespass against us.
Forgive us. Yeah, ish. We'll go
go
with
on.
It. Forgive us those. No. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us. And forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom.
Thine.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.